This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the last week of late summer. In this final week of late summer, the last tier of wildflowers starts to open. White and violet asters, orange beggar ticks, burr marigolds, tall marigold, and zigzag goldenrod come into bloom, blending with the last purple ironweed, the yellow sundrops, the blue chicory, golden touch-me-nots, showy coneflowers, and the great blue lobelia. Deep in the woods, the late wildflowers of this year coincide with the first growth of second spring, actually the first days of next spring. March's henbit comes up in the garden. Wood mint puts on new stalks. Watercress revives in the sloughs. Next May's sweet rockets and next July's avens send up fresh basil leaves. Scattered violets flower. Sweet Sicily sends out its foliage again. Creeping sedum reappears, lanky from its canopied summer. Hickory nutting season opens as sweet corn time winds down. Burrs from tick trefoil stick to your stockings when you wander off the trail. Lizard's tail drops its leaves into the creeks and sloughs. Beside the deer paths of the forests, the undergrowth is tattered and cluttered with the remnants of the year. Red-headed woodpeckers, red-winged blackbirds, house wrens, scarlet tanagers, indigo buntings, eastern bluebirds, and black ducks all migrate. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of early fall. In the meantime, watch for giant white puffball mushrooms to appear overnight in the woods.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.